You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Not as early as I wanted to. Like I said, I wanted to do it in the morning. Didn't go that way. Of course, like, you get personal emergencies. Why do I promise anything? We're still doing it, though. We're still back. We're still with the Locked On Wolverines podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. I'm your man on the ground, Isaiah Hole, publisher of Wolverines Wire through USA Today Sports Media Group. And as promised, we are going to talk about the NFL draft. Round one is in the books. One Michigan player off the board. That's Quiddy Pay. So we'll talk about what that means. We're going to hear, and by hear means I'm going to read the quotes that that Chris Ballard, the GM from Indianapolis, had to say. We'll talk about, even though it might be a little post-dated by the time that y'all listen to this, maybe you listen to it early enough, we'll talk about kind of the rest of the board as far as Michigan's concerned and what I think should happen, as like where guys should go, where I would project them. I don't have like a team. I'm not really into that because teams could do anything, right? Like, it's like, well, a team needs, and they list seven out of like nine positions. You know, there's, and even then, you know, it could be like, could be a situation like the Detroit Lions under Matt Millen. Like, what do they not need? Wide receivers. What do they keep on getting in the first round? Wide receivers. But anyway, it's an excellent, it's an amazing story. Quiddy Pay selected number 21 overall by Indianapolis. I mean, it just doesn't get better than that. It's just like the best possible stories that a guy gets to go and live his dream after being a refugee, mother moving to Rhode Island, working two jobs so he can go to Bishop Hendricken so that he can fulfill his dreams to become a football player. And then he gets drafted and goes on national television and says, as of right now, you are retired. You are done working. That is incredible. And I know Quiddy pretty well. And it's one of those things where, I mean, he's just, there's a lot of creeps out there in sports. Let me put it that way. There are just a lot of people that aren't good. There's a lot of good people. There's a lot of not good people. I mean, just like in life. Quiddy Pay is a great person. He's not just a good person. He's a great person. He's incredible. So, and you can hear that in the things that the Colts GM said. I've got a ton of quotes here. I did an article with some of them, but I didn't want to steal away from the entire thing. So, Here's everything he had to say, and I'm going to read it to you, and then we'll just react as we go along. I've made some pretty easy picks where you just knew when you pulled the card and it was an easy pull, and pulling the card to Quiddy Pay was very easy. Now, why is that? He talks a little bit about why Quiddy Pay. He says, it's easy to draft talent. That's not hard to do. Well, ask the Detroit Lions. But to draft talent with character, that's difficult. That doesn't always come together, and we've been really fortunate around here to be able to do it as part of who we are and what we look for. And our scouts do a tremendous job of vetting each and every player, and we have a very strict criteria of what we're looking for. Now, I do know that that is a thing that the NFL does look for. I remember, I think I've mentioned this about 2 years ago, somehow I got my hands on a draft evaluation from the Detroit Lions. I think it was of Mason Cole. And it was like, it had like little checks of like, is this guy a family man? Is this guy like is he high character? Is he like, they weren't looking to get that guy that's, you know, really, really talented, but in trouble with the law all the time. They were looking for someone who was very stable. What his backstory tells you is this kid, he's got some survival skills. And when it gets hard in this league, he's going to be able to handle it. Absolutely. This is a hard league. It's hard, and you're going to fail. Players are going to fail. You're going to have some bad moments, and you're going to have something inside of you that allows you to push through it. Yeah, that's 100% Quiddy. You know, 3-star from Rhode Island. When he committed to Michigan, wasn't met with fanfare. There wasn't a lot of people out there being like, oh, yes, Quiddy Pay just flipped from Boston College to Michigan. No, it was, I remember that morning really well. I remember I was in Heartland. I was at Big B Coffee when he committed. And I just remember looking at Twitter and just, it was just a bunch of, what is Michigan doing? That's why, remember all those times that I sit there and say, don't worry about a guy being a 3-star if he's got ability. Sometimes there are reaches. There are some players that are currently on the team or players who had been on the team that were three stars that really is kind of the Michigan, what you doing, baby? It all depends on the situation. I'm obviously not going to name names. But there's ones where Michigan took and even the assistants were like, why are we doing this? Why? But there's guys like Quitty that prove that it's not all the same, right? There's guys like Josh Metellus that prove it's not all the same. Different because Josh Metellus ended up went from a two-star at the time of his commitment to being a sixth-round pick. Quitty Pay went from being a three-star to being a first-round pick. I think it's one of those really good things that our scouts are able to do to find those types of players, from Quentin Nelson to Braden Smith to Darius Leonard, how you say it. You can go down the list of guys who they might not have had the first start to their careers be great, but they just kept battling and they have the confidence level and they're going to be good players in this league, and I think Quitty has that. Now, talking about talking about just how he plays, he already plays the way we want to play. He's going to fit in pretty quickly. When you continue to drop talent that plays with the effort we want to play with, you're just going to continue to ascend. Now, speaking of how he fits into the scheme, he says the great thing is they didn't have to force it. When you force something, you usually create two holes, and you can't do that in the draft. You have to take what you think is the best player at the time. If it's even, then sure, we'll take the need. But we didn't think it was even. We had acquired a player that has got some unique talent and the character to match. That said, they had a trade offer, but they weren't going to pass on Quitty. And he finishes out saying, when you get a character that's got a unique skill set with character, man, that's a beautiful thing. And it is. And it's you just feel really good about the fact that Quitty Pay is able to live his dreams, goes to a fantastic organization in the Colts. I mean, they've been top-notch for a very long time. You always think of class when you think of Indianapolis. Even when they have bad years, you don't think of them as being this rudderless program like a franchise like the Detroit Lions or even like the New York Jets, even though the Jets have made it relatively far. You feel like Indianapolis is a organization that has it all together and has for decades. So that's great. So what can we expect going forward? Depending on when you listen to this, I mean, by the time that this gets posted, second round will be starting. So maybe we're playing a little hindsight there. Second and third round starting tonight and on Friday, and then we got the rest of it on Saturday afternoon. So we'll obviously talk about kind of who I think will get drafted, who I think might be left out in the dust, and about where I think they would be drafted. And then we'll see how good my memory is, because it is a thing. On top of that, we will talk about Amani Bates, decommitted from Michigan State. Big surprise. I say tongue-in-cheek. And great reaction from a Mr. Hunter Dickinson. We'll talk about that momentarily. But before we do, listen, chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and for do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and they are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody. It does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Everything from engine control modules to brake parts, to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique, remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices that you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and for do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. All right, let's continue. There's a lot of guys out there on the board. I'm going to sit there and I'm going to tell you who I think is going to go tonight on Friday night. So if you're listening to this after, you can listen and say, boy, was he just spot on, or man, he does not know anything. He's like Jon Snow. You know nothing, Isaiah Hole. Probably more the latter than the former. But nonetheless, so there's three names I'm looking for tonight. I've got one pre-write done so far. I've got to get the other ones done before too long here. But I think that I'm going to say there's two people that go tonight. I think there should be three, but I think two are going tonight. I think Jalen Mayfield is a lock to go in round two in the first half of round two. I think if he didn't have some people ahead of him like Penei Sewell, like Elijah Vera Tucker, I think that he would have been off the board already. Yeah, it was a little bit of a surprise that Alex Leatherwood ended up being a first-round guy. I wouldn't have been surprised if Jalen Mayfield went in the first round. I think he's a lock to be early to mid second round for sure. You feel bad for a guy that, like, he posted on Instagram of his draft party and everything. You feel bad for a guy that is having that draft party and that they just don't get picked, you know, on the day of. I think, you know, he's probably was prepared to go in the second round. You'd have to imagine. He wasn't in, like, very many first round mocks. He was in a few, but for the most part, it was Quiddy in the first, Jalen in the second. I think the surprise in the second round, I think he won't make it out of the second round, and I'm going kind of off of what Bruce Feldman said in The Athletic, having talked to some NFL guys. Nico Collins. Some NFL scouts said I would be surprised if he got out of the second round. I think he is the one bona fide, typical NFL receiver that you're used to seeing. And I know it's all the rage to go out and get your smaller type guy, your Jalen Waddle, your Devonta Smith, your name an Alabama receiver. You know what I mean? I mean, even Jamar Chase. It's not as nouveau to go out and get the 6'4 guy. But I think with his speed and his hands, I think despite the fact that they didn't have the production, though it's a lot of people pin it on Michigan's quarterback situation when he was there, which I know that doesn't bode well for Jay Patterson, but I think a lot of that is also systemic. You know, new offense for part of it. Michigan before wasn't really trying to have explosive downfield, what have you, when it was Pep Hamilton. So, yeah, I think that he is going to be a second-round guy. Wouldn't be surprised if he slipped into the third. You know, you could see a Kenny Galladay-type deal. Like the Lions went and got Kenny Galladay in the third, ends up being a number one type guy. It seems like you can get the big receiver like that in the third round. But I'm going to say with second, who might slip into the third, really wouldn't be surprised if Ambry Thomas ends up being a third-round guy. David Long was a third-round guy. Jordan Lewis was a third-round guy. I think he is on that same par. I think if he would have played this last year, it would have been no doubt third-round guy. So, we will see. But I definitely think that he is going to go, that they are going to go. So, Ambry, if he isn't a third-round guy, he'll be, I think, relatively early in the fourth. And then I think we've got to wait until the fifth. And I've seen some interesting names go in the fifth. I've seen some mocks with Carlo Kemp going in the fifth. I've seen some mocks with Nick Eubanks going in the fifth. I've seen some mocks with Chris Evans going in the fifth. At that point, I don't know. I think that based off of every mock draft I've seen that's gone the full seven rounds, I've at least seen Chris Evans and Nick Eubanks in there. Eubanks, I think, is going to end up being a six. Evans, I'll give a fifth. And then outside of them, let's see, who am I missing here? I pretty much got, Cam McGrone. Cam McGrone, I think, will be a fourth-round pick. But he could be a third-round pick. I should probably write it up tonight. He could be a third-round. I've seen him mocked as high as third, fourth round. But he'll be waiting tonight. Almost forgot about Cam. But obviously he's got speed, but coming off the injury, it's difficult. But someone's going to see some raw talent and say, we are going to take a chance. We're going to see what we can do. So then you've got, like I said, Carlo. I think Carlo is I mean, he's got the NFL pedigree. You know, the nephew of Chuck Pagano and all. But I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, to me, he's a sixth round, seventh round, maybe undrafted free agent. And who am I missing? I mean, Cam Cheeseman, Quinn Nordin. I don't feel like I've seen Cam Cheeseman go in some mocks. I haven't seen Quinn in any. I think it's you're looking at sixth or seventh round anyway for long snappers and kickers, if at all. So undrafted free agent is kind of where I feel like they're at. I think that covers all the bases. So, and I'm curious to see 1-4 or Tariq Black, any of those guys, do they get any consideration? I'm curious. Tariq, I feel like, is probably an undrafted free agent, but we'll see. All right, we are going to keep this episode plenty short. We're going to talk a little bit about the Amani Bates thing and what Hunter Dickinson had to say afterwards here in just a moment. But before we do, betonline.ag, it's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, Major League Baseball, and the NHL, they're all in full swing. And the BetOnline also covers awards shows, TV shows, reality TV, with real-time updated odds and props on almost anything that you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, the scores, and the odds is the best way to place your bets. And guess what? It is free to sign up. So head over to betonline.ag to sign up today. Use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Before we continue to move on, I have to also tell you about Built Bar. Y'all know how much I love Built Bar. Keep on putting my money where my mouth is. Better believe that for dinner, probably, I'm going to have two more Built Bars, probably the peanut butter brownie, maybe the coconut brownie chunk. I mean, both are incredible. If you don't know about Built Bar, it is a protein bar that is high protein, low calorie, low carb. That's why I have two at a time, man. I mean, I'll just have one and I'll order actual dinner. We'll see. But nonetheless, they are delicious. They taste like a candy bar. You don't need a whole bottle of water to wash them down. If you had it like a year ago, I'm telling you, try it again because they're even better. They've figured it out. Whatever it is, I mean, it was already phenomenal, but they have figured it out. They have gone upper echelon, next level. That's the only kind that literally at this point, it is the only protein bar I want to ever. That is not hyperbole. That is truth. So go to BuiltBar.com, put in promo code LOCKED15, get 15% off that next order. BuiltBar.com, LOCKED15, to get your box of 18 Built Bars. All right, let's continue on. Let's talk about this Amani Bates. Now, obviously, anyone that wasn't wearing green and white glasses knew that Amani Bates was not going to end up in East Lansing. But And I'm seeing a lot of, like, revisionist history from people that I trust that, and there were some that said, like, yeah, don't think we're going to get him. Now I'm seeing, like, oh, 10% of us thought. Like, most of us didn't think that. BS. I'm calling BS. Y'all Spartans thought, for sure, Amani Bates is going to be in East Lansing, and he is going to be amazing, and maybe we could even keep him for more than 1 year. Wasn't ever happening. I think we all knew that the moment he committed, but at the same time, it was kind of funny just the way it played out. Like, he kind of pushed out that other 5-star that they had. I don't remember his name. And they were just like, you know, when the other 5-star left, it's like, well, we still got Imani. Now, guess what? You don't. Goodbye, Amani Bates. I think the pièce de résistance, however, is Hunter Dickinson, who is just incredible. He's just so incredible. Obviously, he's not afraid to speak his mind. He tweets, "Damn, that hurts. Hate to see it," with a smiling emoji. That's savage, man. That's expert-level trolling. That is expert-level trolling. That is incredible work by Hunter Dickinson. Just continuously out there making people mad. You know, made Maryland mad, you know, hasn't exactly sat by idle when rivals come around, outspoken. That's what you love to see. I said that in the article that I put up on it. You love to see it. You love to see you guys having a little bit of swag. Now, obviously, Michigan split with Michigan State. So, I mean, you don't want to see that. You want to see them continue to beat them. And right now, it kind of feels like these are two teams, programs moving in opposite directions. Michigan is clearly on an ascent. And Michigan State isn't like on a strong descent or anything, but it's, you know what I'm saying. Nonetheless, this is the type of thing you want to see. Heck, I want to see it more from football. Obviously, when you're winning, you can do whatever you want. When you're losing, people are like, bleh. So if like any of the football players are out there talking, people are like, whatever. I don't want to hear it. Go practice. Just tweeting, helping you beat Ohio State. That's not a real thing, but you know what I mean? I mean, that's how people react. Nonetheless, expert troll, well done, Hunter Dickinson. Keep doing what you're doing on and off the court. It's very exciting. All right, anyway, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back on Saturday to wrap up the draft, so consider it either after everyone gets drafted, if that happens, or a little while after. Sometime tomorrow night, we will wrap up the draft, and yeah, that's what we'll do. So we will talk to you then. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you soon. Peace.